be yourself, believe in yourself, be open, don't be afraid to open up to new ones, and try, learn, develop, invest in your development.
John Dutton.
I'm very well, thank you. My pleasure to join you.
Armand Ahluwalia.
Thank you so much, Eugenie. This is quite an honor. I appreciate you you extending the offer to come here and speak today.
Pedro Diaz-Ridao.
First of all, thanks for having me and excited, you know, to be part of this podcast.
Ronan Doniger.
Huge. Thank you very much. I suppose, first of all, for having me on your show.
Dean Butchin.
The key point is ask, and never give up.
And welcome to eProcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of eProcast, and I'm your host, The Big E. In this episode, I'm virtually teleporting to Poland, where I sit down and had a chat with a good friend of mine who has been in sports for a long, long time, a true soccer lover and a very genuine person, Tomasz Flakowski, the brand and communication manager at Stal Rzeszów and the director of Stal Foundation. I met Tomasz in Madrid last year, where we both volunteered in the same department for UCL final at Wanda Metropolitano, the home of Atletico de Madrid. It was an unforgettable experience, and we will share good memories about it. Also, Tomasz shared his story and how he got to where he is now, and of course, a little sneak peek about his upcoming projects. So without further ado, my chat with Tomasz starts now. Enjoy. All right, everyone. So we're back with episode number 32 of the eProcast. I'm your host, The Big E, and today we're virtually flying to, or driving, to Rzeszów, Poland, where I'm joining a good friend of mine. We connected and we met back in 2019. It was last year in Madrid at the UEFA Champions League final in Madrid. We both volunteered for this event in the same team as venue management and logistics. It was a great experience, and we'll talk about this in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tomasz Flakowski, the brand and communication manager at Stal Rzeszów, and also the director of the Stal Rzeszów Foundation. And last but not least, he's also the CEO at a consulting company, Food CEO. Tomasz, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time to join me.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hi. How are you, Genu? Thank you for inviting me to this podcast. It's a great honor for me to be here with you. And yes, the memories from 2019 are still very strong in me.
No, absolutely. It was an awesome event, and it's one of the highlights, because you know, you did a lot of volunteering work before as well, and I believe this was not your first final, right, that you volunteered at?
Yeah, this one was my third one.
Yeah, you did Cardiff, right?
Cardiff and Kiev.
And Kiev, yeah. So third, Tomasz is a seasoned pro volunteer for UEFA Champions League finals, and actually, I think we both registered for Istanbul final, but unfortunately, it was canceled. Actually, postponed. I think the final was in Portugal this year.
Yes, Lisbon.
Yeah. So, but we're going to talk about this in a second. Tomasz, thanks for taking the time. And I think your experience, sharing your experience in what you do at Stal Rzeszów, especially since, you know, it's not a top division team or something like this. And I think your experience working with Stal will help a lot. Everyone who's working in smaller clubs, to help them, you know, engage more with their fans, especially you're on the brand and communication side. So I'm looking forward to our chat. And why won't you just share your background and how you got to where you are at the moment, and how mainly how you got to love sports, and you know why the industry we're both in love with.
This is the question. From an early age, my parents sent me to train various sports, from judo trainings, through the table tennis, dance, even dance, believe me or not, to training in team sports, including football, of course. I think this is the best parents can do for their children. I mean, do not force them into one area to fulfill its own dreams and plans, but give them a choice, show them more opportunities. And for that, I'm very grateful to my parents, to be honest. And of course, I chose team sports, and finally football, which is the national sports in Poland. And there I met many friends, because I was playing football, I was training various sports with a lot of people. In this way, I also built myself as a person who is extremely open to new, playing as a team. I think about myself like a team member, always. And I was a winger during playing football. So I understood that in order to win, you sometimes have to score a goal by yourself, but sometimes you need to pass to your friend on better position. So this is the very important thing. In this way, as a young man, I also loved watching matches, a lot of matches, football games, NBA. I was playing games on PS1, then on PS2, like NBA, FIFA, NHL. And yes, I think this was what always turned me on. At school, between lessons, playing football with friends, then go home, throw the backpack in the corner, and run outside where friends were already waiting for me to play basketball or football, and then go to training again, to the club, football club, and come home afterwards to do some homework, finally. So this is my background as a, maybe not as sportsman, because I was amateur, but this is my background, how I got to love sports.
Right. And currently you're in Rzeszów, Poland, but where did you grow up and as a child? Where you were born in Poland?
In Mazowsze. Mazowsze is a central region. You know very good this, very well this region, because you were a referee, rugby referee, and even you went to my hometown club, Orkan Sochaczew.
Yep, yep.
I remember this from Madrid. You shocked me by this info.
I lived in Poland for like half a year, 2 years ago, and right before the MBA. And I loved the experience. I loved the culture. I was fortunate enough to travel a lot through the entire country. You know, refereeing is getting you a lot in a lot of places. And Sochaczew was a really nice place to visit. I have a lot of good friends there, and good times. So we're talking about Orkan Sochaczew, the professional rugby club there. So yeah.
I remember this was our, I think, first conversation in Madrid.
I think so. Where, yeah.
From exactly from which city? From Sochaczew. Probably you don't know the city. I know. I do. I also know Orkan Sochaczew. I was shocked. this conversation pushed us to be our great friends now.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was the start.
No, absolutely. Thomas, to give a little bit of context to the listeners, can you share how your desire to work in sports came up to? Like you share, you have your sport of heart. You mentioned football or soccer for our American listeners. And for me personally, it's rugby. And, you know, we grew up both with this love for sports. And how did you this desire of working in sports came to you? And if you can elaborate on this, to that one day you said, I want to work in sports. I want to make a career out of it.
In fact, I consciously decided to work in sports when my cousin showed me a game named the Football Manager for the first time. Yeah,
I hated these games on PS on PlayStation because they were boring. I loved more the FIFA games. So you were playing and managing the team, not only managing the team.
Yeah. But believe me or not, this is a game, as you said, for those who don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. This is a game in which you play the role of the club's owner. And you can decide yourself about hiring people, budget, team, transfers. And I could play for hours. Seriously, like, in fact, I was spending my whole free time on it. And already then, I think, I knew that one day I wanted to work at the club and help the club be a great one. Of course, not immediately. From a fan of such computer games, I became the club manager. It's not just like that. But first, I went to study law at the University of Warsaw, which is the best university in Poland. This is the fact. Then I started working in corporations, then in a law firm dealing with sports and economic law. In the meantime, I started helping a club where I used to play as a young boy. This club is Bzura Chodaków. You probably know this club right now.
Yeah, but by this time I know it already.
Yeah, because I'm talking about Bzura all the time. I know.
Yep.
Bzura is deeply in my heart. So I moved back to my hometown because of Bzura to become vice president of this club and slowly rebuild it. Subsequent year, we were promoted, and today we play. I mean, Bzura is playing now in fourth league. So, mm-hmm. Advantage is the word. Like, mm-hmm. Go up twice.
Yeah.
Two advantage year by year. So, in the meantime, again, I was involved in volunteering, as we talk. I founded also an association that organized leisure time for my townspeople, but also went to UEFA events, such as Euro Under 21 in Poland in 2017 finals, and the Champions League final, where I helped in literally every department. I wanted to learn, soak up knowledge from those who are absolutely top in their field, I'm UEFA people. So there I met many friends with whom I still have contact, and I would not exchange it for anything else, to be honest. This is an extremely valuable experience that I recommend to every listener, if not already working in the industry, but still, we know a lot of people from around the world that they come to Europe to work as a volunteer by UEFA events. For example, people from US soccer, yes? MLS.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the same time, I was working in a law firm and also as the vice president of the club. I did postgraduate studies named FIFA CIS Sport Management Program. And previously, I think that previously gained experience, extensive knowledge in the field of law and sport management allowed me to gain the position of general manager at Olympia Elbląg football club. And after the season, after one season, I was appreciated by a club with great aspirations that employs great people, Dane Stal Rzeszów football club. And last season, we almost reached to the first league, but we are going to do this season finally. I strongly believe it.
I have to tell you a lot of kudos to Stal for their stadium. It's fun fact that Stal Rzeszów is sharing a stadium with their close rivalries in the city of Rzeszów. How? What was the name of the other team from Rzeszów?
I don't know them. No, but
come on.
Yeah, Rzeszowia.
Yeah, and it's always tense this game between you guys. I think you're also playing in the same division, right?
We were playing in the same division last season, and we faced each other in the final of playoffs, and unfortunately, we lost by penalties. So,
oh my goodness,
it was very very close. It was a great derby, but unfortunately, not at our stadium, but on their field, because they moved from our stadium, the city stadium.
Oh, okay.
Today on. So yeah, but our stadium is much bigger, is the newest one, etc. So yeah, but
it's a gorgeous one. Yeah, it's a gorgeous
one. But you should know that we are not alone at the stadium. I mean, at the stadium, we play football, but also there is a speedway club.
Okay.
So, yeah, between the field and the stands, we have track and speedway team is riding there.
That's really cool. And getting back to Stal, Thomas, can you tell us more about your current responsibilities at the club? You can touch both sides of your because we're talking. I had some guests, different guests on the podcast, and I found out that the smaller the club or the organization is, the more hats you have to wear. And in your case, you're taking care of the brand, you're taking care of the image of the club, of the communication, and also you're taking care of the Stal's foundation. Can you share more about what your responsibilities as a brand and communication manager at Stal are?
As a brand and communication manager, and also director of the Stal Rzeszów Foundation, I deal with what turns me on the most, to be honest. I mean, the involvement of fans, the engagement, fans and engagement, cooperation with fans, the setting of the match day, and communication as well, as you said. So my responsibilities also include managing corporate social responsibility. So there are let's say three main topics for me: fans, match day operations. Okay, four. So fans, match day operations, communication, and CSR.
Right. And if you'd have a choice between these two, which one you think or you know the answer to this question, which direction you like more?
I can't answer that that I will choose one. Probably it will be communication with fans, probably this, and also include CSR, because I think that the most important role for the club is the cooperation with supporters, with all environments like region, people living there, workers, kids in the academy, their families. So there are thousands of people who you care about as a club.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, this is my role here, and I think this is the most important. This is the most important thing. Okay, there are two events per month, like two games, home games.
Two home games. Yeah.
Two home games, but this is only 4 hours, plus yep. time you spend on the stadium, but. As you can see, the month is much bigger, but much, much longer than 4 hours plus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think my area is most important. It's most important.
No, absolutely. And as mentioned, when I introduced you to the audience, you also... together with your partner, and you can share the story of how you did it, but you're also the CEO, the co-founder of the consulting company Foot CEO. If you can share who specifically you're helping and in what area and what, you know, what problem you're solving.
For now we have a very difficult time right now, difficult time in which we can learn a lot. And I appreciate it very much. And I think that I'm in the right place to develop myself if we talk about Style and also Foot CEO. Because at Style, I'm doing what I'm doing, what I said before. And at Foot CEO, we solve problems of many small clubs, not only small. Because we are cooperate with second league in Poland, so a huge organization. We also cooperate with the Polish heavyweight champion Łukasz Różański, who is going to face Artur Szpilka probably in the first months of 2021. So. This is maybe a small company, let's say, a small brand, but we will help the club to stand out from the crowd and empower their potential. So this is the main role of Foot CEO.
Absolutely. And you mentioned... some of the names and some of the clubs you are working with, especially the teams from the second division in Poland. Do you have a specific area you're helping them? Is it more on the marketing and branding, and you know, or is it also you know, helping them with, for example, CSR, since you have expertise in this? Or what are the most, let's say, top three areas that you're helping the clubs from which side?
Well, those are top three areas, to be honest. Like communication is the first one. Mm-hmm. Social media also.
You mean the presence on social media and stuff and how they should communicate there, or you're building a strategy for them, or what's the deal?
Whole process of this. So, okay. You know, you have to understand that second league is not one club. So you have to focus on every club which is playing in the second league. So
right.
There's a lot of work with this, but we have fun. We have fun, and that's turned on us. So but the third thing, the third area, the most important area is marketing.
Gotcha.
So we also we are also working on get new sponsor for the league. So
which would be your top marketing thing you did for one of your clients? If you have a one in the top of your memory, like, or the most fun thing that you had with one of your clients?
I don't think there is one thing, but also talking about Stal Rzeszów, because I'm working at Stal Rzeszów, and I think about Stal like my club and also my client. So if you are talking about this, to answer for your question is we reach an agreement with the airport in Rzeszów, and the whole airport now is white and blue. So yeah, feel invited to Rzeszów, and you will see what team you need to support in this city.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Thomas. Let's touch base a little bit the experience with the final of the Champions League in Madrid. I have to ask, since you did three, which one from these three, from Cardiff final, from Kiev final, and of course Madrid final that we both were involved in, which one was your favorite and why?
You have very tough questions, you know.
I'm putting people to good choices.
To be honest, every final was very important for me, because the first one I was working out of the stadium.
Okay.
So during the final game, I was working for and with the fans, but out of the stadium. So it was hard to understand why I came to Cardiff from Sohacze, from Warsaw, many kilometers, and not to be allowed to get the stadium during the final. But also afterwards I understood that this is the most important thing. I work outside the stadium during the final, as I said, and I was responsible for the fans. I was doing something important. I understood that I was doing something important for this final, but I wasn't watching the game. Yeah. At the same time, and we need to know that this is an event for millions of people around the world, and that for each of us to succeed, professionalism is required. But this later translates into your work in the club. Like, you have a better understanding of the fans, the club, the sponsors, media, and you won't get it anywhere else. So I highly recommend volunteering at your local club, sporting events, and especially those organized by UEFA, because you can open your mind and understood that event is not only the game, not only 90 minutes on the pitch, but talking about UEFA Champions League finals, which one of those was the best for me? I have to say Madrid's final. Because of people, of course, but I met also amazing people in Cardiff and in Kiev. But in Madrid was this specific atmosphere also. Like, as we talked before, it was my third final. So I already knew a lot of people from UEFA, a lot of volunteers, because I'm not only the seasoned volunteer, as you said, there are more, a lot of, there is a lot of people like me, like coming to the UEFA events and working as a team, as a great team to build something amazing. And our team was great.
I agree.
I mean, venue management and logistic.
Which part of this role did you enjoy the most? Because we and this is for the audience. If anyone will want to experience this opportunity and will get this kind of an opportunity to volunteer as a venue management, this is the one of the longest, if not the longest, role as a volunteer at the a UEFA Champions League final. Our role was 10 days long. Yeah, almost 2 weeks. So 10 days to 2 weeks. So it's a long one, but you get to learn a lot. And you, in this role, what personally I appreciate a lot, Thomas, and I'll want to ask you this. I loved a lot that we engaged a lot with other areas. And other volunteers and other professionals from the entire stadium. Like, we had to deal with the media. We had to deal with the operations, with the sponsorship and signage and team and stuff like this. So this is a huge thing that I appreciate. You know, it's not that we were somewhere hidden and we're doing only our job, but we were communicating a lot with different volunteers, with different professionals from all the areas of this final. So this is top thing that comes to my mind that I enjoyed the most. What about you?
The fun fact is, I think after the Madrid's final, UEFA launched a new program where you can pay for this, of course, like thousands of euros, and do almost the same thing that we did there. Something like being maybe not a part of the team, but being an observator.
Okay, gotcha.
Observate how media team, sponsoring team, event management team, logistics, transport, etc. is working.
It's some sort of, right, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a program for, and I think it's best for students, for actual students to go and watch how all the areas of a big event is working, right?
Yeah, this is very cool because you can by joining this kind of program you can see a lot of things, how it works. But by UEFA event, but the very specific one.
Right.
UEFA Euro 2020, now 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw this, the thing I was recognized that, come on, we did almost more or less the same thing by working as a team member,
yeah,
as a team members, and watching this, observing this, doing this, and this is our huge, huge experience, I think, by co-working with Bayern München manager. Yes, our jefe, and yeah. By co-working with employee from West Ham United,
right.
An employee from MLS team, from MLS league, from Atletico Madrid volunteers or employees. It was amazing.
Absolutely, you have a good point, and it's not only about what you get as a as an experience to volunteer, but I think the connections are crucial. And you mentioned, and I'll give a lot of shout out, to the guys who we're working with, Marcin, Rafa's working for Inter Miami now, in MLS. There are some cool guys from the UK we worked with. They're currently working in Premier League teams. So it's really awesome. And you mentioned about this program about a paid program that it gives an opportunity for students to have a snapshot of all what's happening. I noticed there was a travel agency doing the same thing with the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So it's a very nice program. It's a very good for students and stuff. But of course, if you have a chance to volunteer and not pay anything for it, I think that's gold. So I'm really happy. Tomek, I think this will be valuable to the audience from your perspective, because you've been in sports business already for a while. If you would think of one advice for someone who wants to start a career in sport, what that advice would be and why?
My advice, be yourself, believe in yourself, be open. Don't be afraid to open up to new ones and try, learn, develop, invest in your development from every angle through books, studies, developing friends or listening to ePro podcast.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, but that's true, because you touch very specific and very important areas. Your listener can get new knowledge about something, maybe sometimes not the knowledge, but sometimes think about about your conversation and maybe change something in their work.
I see. And actually, you just reminded me, and this is for the audience, because of course we're staying in with Thomas a lot in touch. He announced 2 days ago, if I'm not mistaken, on his Twitter, and I'm really excited about this as well, because it's going to be in Polish, and I wish I would know Polish that much to understand it, but Thomas, congratulations! You announced the launch of your podcast, the Skybox podcast, and I'm really excited. Just tell me in a few words what that is going to be about and who you're planning to have on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Idea about the podcast was like 1 year ago, growing my mind, but. But we talk about the podcast, and the difference between us was you just start doing this. I was thinking about this. I was, as you said, overthinking. So this is also the advice for the audience. If you thinking about this, about to start podcast or about to start anything else, just start, not overthinking. I'm very good example of this, but to be honest, there are two people helped me to reach this. I mean, not reach, because I'm still waiting for the first episode, but this is my girlfriend Kinga and you, because you are two persons that said me, Thomas, you overthinking. Just start or leave it. And I said, no, I'm not going to leave it. This is my dream. This is my idea. I'm going to start. And I was preparing for this like for 1 or 2 weeks, not whole year, but only 2 weeks. And I already waiting for the microphone, etc. But also in the meantime, I invite some friends, some colleagues, also from UEFA events co-volunteering with me. For example, Lukas Wojciechowski, who was working with me as a volunteering by Cardiff's final. He is also speaking Polish, so it will be much easier. So far, I have, I think, 20, maybe 30 people that they approve the invitation for the podcast. And this is amazing because these people are working for Polish Ekstraklasa teams, for Polish FA, for UEFA, for Arsenal London, for Manchester United. So yeah, I'm excited because this can help me and my audience develop ourselves.
No, absolutely. You have a good point, and I love that you're already thinking of your guests. And definitely, if you are speaking Polish or understand Polish, please give it a shot, give it a try, subscribe. Yeah, I really think the Polish professionals in sports. And everyone who want to aspire to work in sports in Poland, I think will get a lot of value from this. We're also Thomas also told me before this episode that he wants to one day to do some episodes in English. So we're really looking forward to this. If so, we'll definitely subscribe to his podcast and looking forward to his first episodes in early December. Stay tuned for that. I will put some links to your social media as well, and FootCEO and your work. So if you also felt connected to Thomas, connect with him on LinkedIn and follow him on Twitter. He's very active on Twitter. So go check him out. Thomas, I can't let you go without playing with me the words associations game. So the rules are I'm saying a word or a couple of words or a name, and you have to tell me your first reaction that comes to your mind. First word or something to your mind. All right? Okay, so the words associations with Thomas Flakowski. Starts now. UEFA.
Wanna to be there. I want to work with these people because they are the best professionals in the industry. I think so. And my goal is to work with the best professionals and to be one of the best or the best one.
That's cool. Switzerland.
A beautiful country with amazing views and also UEFA HQ.
That's cool. Rzeszów.
City of possibilities and place to be.
Real Madrid.
Huge club with great history and one of the best in Europe.
And last but not least, FootCEO.
The company that can help you improve yourself, improve your club, helping people to improve themselves as a professionals.
That's really cool. Thomas, thanks a lot for joining me for episode 32. I loved it a lot. So just a quick call for the audience. Feel free to connect with Thomas on LinkedIn and his socials. I'll post them in the episode notes. Of course, his newest podcast going live early December. It's in Polish, so
we can learn Polish with this podcast as well.
Yeah, yep. You can learn Polish. It's going to be a lot of Czech and you know good some good stuff. Yep, it's gonna be fun. So Thomas, thanks a lot again for joining me. Wish you all the best with your project, and definitely looking forward to see where everything is going to go. So best of luck.
Thank you very much for the invitation and for the conversation, of course. And best of luck for you, for your audience. And be safe, take care, and see you.
That's it for this episode. If you got value out of this conversation, please subscribe and leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform you're listening to this podcast to. We are 6 months in now, and I enjoy this podcast more and more and more. And want also to say thanks to Anastasia for her continuous support to the podcast. We are looking forward to seeing you next week. Peace out.